diamond somewhere else, online or in a store, or from some so-called supplier, just know that apples for apples, you will get a better price at Diamonds Direct. Our volume, our connections, our buying power make this possible, and it's why we've never, ever lost a sale due to price. So at a time when value means so much, we invite you to take this challenge and let us prove it. Day in and day out, you will always get a better quality diamond at a better price at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
One of America's top golf destinations is at Horseshoe Bay Resort with the famed Texas Triangle of Slick, Apple, and Ramrock golf courses. Play Slick Rock's famous million-dollar hole over two waterfalls. In pristine shape every day, the Slick Rock course plays along the shores of LBJ. Enjoy championship golf with scenic hill country terrain and panoramic vistas of Lake LBJ at Horseshoe Bay Resort's Slick Rock. Book the Robert Trent Jones Unlimited Golf Package now at HSBResort.com.
KTO Business Services Studios. You're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK. KTAE AM Elgin. K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit VaquerosCafe.com. It's time for the Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ben Buckman. Say pods. You never know who's going to show up to the tailgate. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the station that says what Austin sports fans are thinking. The Horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Good morning, Austin, Texas. Welcome to the Big Ugly Tailgate. We got everybody in the house today. We have a full house.
Full house.
Mr. Casey Studdard. What up, Case?
What's going on, everybody?
We're hanging.
Hey, we
hanging.
Say pods. Say pods. Happy Saturday, bud.
Happy Saturday. Jamie Frazier here?
All you punks taking Houston and Alabama.
Ha! Buddy.
I'll tell you what. I can't believe anybody did not believe in Rodney Terry.
That guy is the next basketball coach at the University of Texas. Listeners, please chime in because Johnny's been on the other side.
What are you talking about?
I've always been a Rodney Terry guy.
He just jumped.
Buddy, 7 days ago, he was saying a lot of different things.
He has to win to prove his.
And he did. And he will be the next head basketball coach at the University of Texas.
Notre Dame here.
I hate how they try to make a freaking story. I don't like Kurt Bowles, first of all. He's a punk.
Oh, when did you ever like Kurt Bowles? Ever?
No, because he's always that guy who's like, hey, good to see you. And then he would talk
he's
crap about you behind your back.
He's the biggest flaky of all time. He's the worst.
Yeah.
One time back in the day when my dad and the staff were on there, and he had written some nasty article
Ketchum
about.
Was a punk, too.
Bowles had written some nasty article Golden's about cool. one of the assistant coaches, and that coach's wife. We saw Kurt Bowles walking up the stairwell at the game. It was a cold day. She had a full cup of hot coffee, and she stood up right as Kurt Bowles walked past and accidentally went all over.
Seriously?
Oh.
True story.
He wrote a BS article about one of the coaches and how bad he was and how he didn't have his team ready to play. And
that's good.
His wife accidentally, of all the people in DKR that she could spill a hot coffee on, just happened to be the guy that wrote
a nasty
article.
If Rodney Terry had a wife, I hope she dumps a big old coffee, a bucket of coffee on you today.
Buddy. Probably. She should.
Buddy.
But congratulations to Texas Longhorns. This is a really fun team to watch.
Who we got, Miami?
Is it? I was talking to my brother last night. And their team would probably blow this team out by
maybe
100.
Maybe.
They would out-rebound them.
I think.
You're saying what?
Well, the 03-06 team would dominate
here
this team.
Here we go.
Well, this argument could go on forever.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what.
I'm sure if I was your brother, I would think the same thing.
Just win one more.
This team is so good.
They got the gusto right now. Championship energy.
Especially, there was a lot of that last night.
Especially when they're one down from Dassault.
Yeah.
Once he went out.
So what's the deal with Dassault? What did they end up saying?
rolled an ankle?
Yeah, it's something.
No, it's his foot. The
fracture, is it sprain? Will he be back?
Levitis?
I mean, he tried to give it a go. Casey. I doubt he plays tomorrow, though.
Listen, they just, you know, was that lidocaine, Casey? What did they used to stick in you guys during the
season? I don't know what
season?
Lidocaine is. All I know is that we had
ice packs.
A lot of ice packs.
You either had a shot that was drawn, and it would wear off like on Monday Night Football, or there's a shot that was already that okay. The one that they draw in front of you was just like regular Tourette. But the one that was already like laid out had like tour. It was a cocktail, man.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember being at the bottom of a pile on like a field goal or whatever. And Antonio Smith was next to me and he was on the ground and this linebacker was like stepping on his hand, like grinding it. And Antonio was just looking at his hand, didn't even move his hand. He was like, picked it up and kind of shook it off. I was like, oh my God. What is he on? I was like, I want that cocktail before a game. Just numb, just cracking people. But you know how bad you're going to hurt on Tuesday or Monday? Because usually it wears off by, like, Monday Night Football halftime, and then you just turn into a cripple real quick. For like
You don't.
You're like, oh, God.
But you don't feel it, like, right after the game. You don't feel it. But then you feel it. Like,
see, I'm a two-day guy, so the next day you're not too sore. Yeah. So, like, but it's about halftime of Monday Night Football that Tourette wears off. And then so all that anti-inflammatory goes out of your body, and then you feel everything. And then you're sitting there.
Ice bath.
You're at your house dying.
Are you ice bathing? What do you do?
Whiskey nummage.
a little ice in
the
it.
The old Jack Daniel special.
A little vitamin J.
You're already back in the house. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like the next morning you go and you do a little contrast. You go hot, cold. I used to start in hot for 12 minutes and then go 12 and then go all the way down to 1, right? So you go 12 minutes hot, 12 minutes cold, then you go 11 minutes hot, 11 minutes cold, and you go all the way down to 1 minute. But it would flush you, and you would feel like you would get that heaviness out of your body.
Man.
It's awesome, though. I love the hot
I hope
cold
to
bear.
See. Did they say he's going to be back for this weekend?
It looked like
I doubt it.
By the way, he was on fire. The first two games.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, in the first round?
He's averaging 23 points a game.
Where did he roll his ankle in practice?
Yeah, he didn't finish practice on, I guess, Thursday.
Oh, it said it happened in the second round against Penn State.
Really? Well,
according to Roddy Terry.
Did you guys watch?
The greatest basketball coach of I saw Texas history.
Did you watch, like...
He could be. He could finish this tournament the best head coach that we've ever had.
He's one game away from being the greatest basketball coach in the history of the University of Texas.
He's better than Shaka Smart ever thought about being.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Would you rather be an NIT winner or go on to the Elite Eight?
What I can't stand Shaka Smart.
I can't stand
Elite Eight or win the NIT.
Big time
Elite
team.
Eight.
That's probably why I hate him.
Did you see how many points Tim A scored with Gonzaga?
Oh, he had like 30?
38.
Yeah. By the way, he wanted to come to Texas, didn't he?
What part of Texas is he from?
He went to Pierce High School in Dallas. He went to high school with my brother and sister.
By the way, we need UConn to beat Gonzaga.
You need UConn to beat Gonzaga.
Me and Casey do.
Yes.
How close are y'all?
Oh, I mean, we're both in the money zone for sure, in our bracket pool that we're in together.
I jumped up after Alabama and
Houston lost
last night. I jumped to number 3.
All the people that have Texas just rose.
Yeah.
By the way,
which has to be what, half your bracket?
No, there's only like 7 of it. It's a bunch of OU people. It's my family that live in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So then
they see my name up there. They're like, God dang it. I'm like, take that. Take it.
Hey,
not again. I thought we got rid of that guy. No.
Yeah.
Like
too bad, my name's like Vince Young. I should have just changed my name to Vince Young and just be like, take it again, boy.
How did Casey there? He's in the family. He's dating Ty. Is that happening?
How did what happen?
How'd you get in the family pool?
I said, hey,
where's the bracket at? And he said, hey,
you're a bracket guy.
He sent me an email. I only do Super Bowl and March Madness. I don't gamble.
Squares? You're a squares guy?
I'll do a squares Super Bowl. Yeah. But I mean, this year I basically took the over was what 55 in the Super Bowl. I was like, yeah, right. That's a
score that at half.
Yeah, so I was like, I took the over on that, won a quick, $200 or whatever like that, and then
That's about it, you know.
Well, the Dell Match Play is in full swing.
Is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me about it.
It was a blast. Went yesterday, got there around noon. Beautiful.
Got I mean,
it was,
hot.
It was, yeah, it was like nice and cool in the morning, overcast, you know, little sprinkles.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely nice and cool.
So I put on some, like, pants and, like, a polo. Pants were a bad decision. It was muggy.
Yeah, it was steamed out.
But yeah, we had that.
Thank God you wore pants. You don't look good in shorts.
That's true.
Well, it rained Thursday, wasn't it? Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah.
It rained a little bit yesterday.
It rained yesterday rained morning.
All the mornings this week have been a little rainy.
Not today.
Beautiful today.
Blue skies.
And Texas beat Tech last night too, right?
Yeah, they did. Baseball won 6-2.
6-2. Okay, cool. I saw when they're up 3-2 or hit that two-run homer.
Yeah, downtown Porter Brown. Yeah, TCU transfer.
Saw that.
What's up, Johnny?
What up?
We got a TCU transfer to go hit homers.
What you guys do?
It's because you guys can't hold them because y'all are just suck. Y'all are trash. If you guys were good, y'all would be able to hold players, but you don't. People are like, let me just get in here real quick so I can get to a better freaking university and get out of this this freaking frat house of a university.
It pretty much is a frat house.
I know it is.
Hey, by the way, that's the best explanation.
I think it's more of a sorority house than a frat house.
Oh.
With the ratio there.
Man, is that before or after the TCU guy smacked you down at the football game?
What's the ratio there?
When I was there, it was like 5-1.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah.
Now it is.
So that's how you finally got
now
some
it's probably
game,
4-1.
Johnny.
Yeah.
That's how you developed your game.
That's absolutely.
Hey,
because you have 5-1. So you could try every – like, okay, well, that doesn't work.
Yeah. Really.
No, that didn't work.
That don't work.
Really attractive women there will date not so hot or, you know, handsome men.
By the way, I will say you're looking.
I'm living proof.
By the way, you're looking mighty fresh today compared to last week.
Ty, you got your hair done?
Did you get some sleep last night?
I stayed in last night. I locked in for the Sweet 16 matchups, mainly the horns, and I'm very happy with that decision.
I made
some money.
Okay.
You
look good.
My bracket's
today,
working
Ty.
Out.
Yeah. And by good, you mean awake.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
Sorry about
he's
that.
Got plenty of energy today.
Oh, he's tons of energy.
I'll tell you this. At the start of that game yesterday with Alabama and San Diego State.
Alabama.
You could tell in the first 10 minutes that Alabama was going to lose.
Yeah.
They just looked like they were just, whatever.
Yeah. I told everyone, San Diego State, Final Four.
You called
everyone. Everyone made fun of me, including Aaron Hogan. But it's happening.
I bet Christian Campbell had that too. I bet he had him in the Final
Tyler
Four.
Campbell?
Tyler too. All the Campbells, they all love big San Diego State fans.
Big.
Now, yeah, TC Speaks is a big Arizona State Aztec. San Diego State.
He's been very hyped. The game last week was during a show, and he was, you know, watching the game and doing a show. It was very impressive.
Longhorn Adam Hall went over there, former Westlake great quarterback. Went to San Diego
State.
Shabs.
Right. That's
Shabs.
Right.
Yeah. And now I think Adam is
God,
the strength,
too much
strength
about
and conditioning.
Westlake school. This is ridiculous. We need like one more person that kind of like.
Well, and speaking of that, we'll have good friend Demetri Julius is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. He's an entrepreneur here in town. Works over with Icon, the guys doing the 3D printing homes and a lot of that stuff. Former Marine, entrepreneur, good guy. He'll be on here at 9 o'clock. It'll be fun to get him in. We've been trying to get him into the Big Ugly Tailgate for a couple of weeks, and finally made that happen. So,
what's the matchups today? So it's Scheffler and JT Poston.
Yeah. What are the? Are we talking match play?
Del match play. Yeah.
Good question.
Come on, Johnny. So you were there. You should know.
Yeah,
were you not focused on the golf?
I didn't watch a lot of
There's
golf.
There's not a lot
yesterday.
Of watching when you go do this. It's like,
oh, I know.
It's drinking hand and shaking hands.
Yeah, shaking hands, kissing.
I mean,
babies.
I was shaking babies and kissing hands all day.
Is Rodney out at the Coda this weekend?
Me and Rodney will.
Are you going to NASCAR?
I'm not. I'll be here.
I'll be there
12
tomorrow.
12-2.
Are you going, Ben?
No. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, my
we
buddy
have a NASCAR special.
My buddy's got a race team out there, McNally Racing, doing the camp series. He's got two trucks in it.
I played with Kyle Larson on Thursday.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea about NASCAR, so I'm like, maybe. So.
Is he tiny?
Oh, dude. Michael Waldrop, the tallest race car driver I've ever been around. Like, he was almost, he was wearing 3-inch Hokas, but still, he was big, and then Tyler or Kyle Larson was
tiny,
probably 5'7", 5'8". Mm-hmm. Is that right? Yeah. It was, and then I was like, "So, did you win anything?" And he goes, "Yeah, I won this. I won the whole championship." And then he was like, "Yeah, I won a couple of races." Yeah, I was like,
"Those are like two of the best racers."
You didn't even do your freaking research.
I don't. No. You know why? Because it's a genuine conversation, and I don't know NASCAR, so
no, I know.
You probably appreciate
it. You're like me
because
I went out to NASCAR last year, my buddy's team, and like you meet the drivers. They're these little, and these guys are like the. In like 19 and 20 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, you can't
set.
Even buy beer.
Dude, you know
and
what's
you
so funny?
Set on
you know how they start?
Yeah. The corner? You're nuts. What?
You know how they start? They all start doing go-karts.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a real good friend up in Fort Worth. His son, Dutch Westbrook, is tearing it up.
What a hell of a name. Dutch Westbrook.
Great name.
That is
but
a
he's,
NASCAR
he's up
name.
In Fort Worth, and he started racing go-karts, and like that's what him and his dad do. They go around the state and around the country, and they race in go karts.
Go karts are wild.
Like, but
we're not talking about like the go karts that we all drove like at Celebration Station. Like these are legit.
I had one as a kid. I had two of them as a kid. We had some juiced up ones.
Sure.
Remember Malibu Grand Prix?
Oh yeah. Did you have your license?
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. At 12,
I had the big white pole with the orange flag on it. I'd be hauling ass down to the park. My dad would be like, yeah. And then about a year into it, took it off a jump a little too fast.
Have you guys ever been to one of the perennial NASCAR races?
Never been to a NASCAR race.
Really?
Ever.
I went last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no, it's no.
No, perennial though, where it's like, whoom, yeah. Like when it's
like
a full circle.
Daytona,
Indy.
Indy, like the craziest stuff. Vegas isn't bad too, either when they had the Vegas one. But. What Austin is missing is the infield crowd.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the infield crowd's crazy. Bro.
Yeah, so my uncle worked for Miller for the longest, right? Yeah. At Benny Keith's, or not at Benny Keith, but he worked for Miller. My other uncle worked for Budweiser, so it was awesome in college. So I get all the dinged cans, so that's how I get my free beer. But no, but they would always go up there, and they'd be on the infield for the Dallas Motor Speedway or whatever.
Crazy.
Texas Motor Speedway, yeah. Sorry.
Crazy.
And so loud. They're sitting on top of the RVs, have their headphones in, and listen to
there's nuts. Like stripper poles.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
just
nuts.
Crazy
it, I mean, it's
stuff.
Pure redneck.
Yeah.
It's BYOB. You can bring a cooler with whatever you want in it into the stadium.
That's how I've been to 11 Indy 500s. And that's
not bragging.
That's how Indy is. You bring coolers full of chicken and beer, styrofoam coolers. It's
sounds
awesome.
Like a great time.
The Indy 500 is.
But the Indies are a different car than the NASCAR, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're
the
open wheel.
Who's the guy?
So it's not
golf?
An F1 car. It's like an open. It's not.
It's like a high. It's like it's a step down from F1.
Okay. Cool.
F1 is the fastest of the fastest.
Yeah.
And the biggest tech. And I mean, don't get me wrong. Indy cars are too.
Yeah.
They're fast. I mean, they're going 222 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Who is it?
A lot of left-hand turns.
Who was the guy that I played golf with that one time that you knew that was the IndyCar champion? He won the Indianapolis 500. Danny
Rahal?
Danny Sullivan.
Danny Sullivan,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You played with him?
Yeah. Remember, you called him. We got on FaceTime.
That's right. That's
and you
right.
were talking to him.
Now, the five most famous words in the Indy 500, and Mario is slowing down every year. Mario Andretti, they'd come over the loudspeaker, and Mario is slowing down. But that always happens more Memorial Day weekend. We're not going to do it this year. I think we might go up next year.
Hey, did you guys hear about was it K-State's? They had a team meeting.
Their point guard's so good.
And they
Marquise,
yeah.
All twelve guys got in the elevator, trapped in the elevator for half an hour.
K-State,
yeah,
dude, that's not even funny. You should
not.
Seen, no, you want to hear
it's crazy.
Funny? You want to hear it's funny? We had Mad Dogs on one of our things. It was like me, Lyle, Mad Dog.
Don't tell me y'all got stuck in an elevator.
Oh, yeah. Too many patties in there, right? I mean, this is like going to a game. This is when I think me and Lyle, we were probably sophomores or whatever. Nah, maybe at a bowl game. I can't, whatever. But we got stuck in there for a second, and we weren't in there long, but Mad Dog started freaking out. Like sweating, like, hi, we got to get out of here.
He's probably trying to open the door.
He's like, go speed this up. You know what I mean? It was so funny. Me and Laura in the back just crying, laughing. Ugh. It was freaking out. Like, yeah, we'll be out of here in a minute. But some people just don't like that. confined. You don't like that either? No.
Buddy, I can't stand being in an elevator.
It's not, it's whole different. That's a whole different deal.
Is it because you have a full headset of night vision?
No. Long story, but no, it doesn't bother you in the cockpit. It's just like, it's being claustrophobic. It's a control thing. Yeah. Dude, it's Sears school. They stick you in a box. And that's the answer. That's the answer to claustrophobia. There's a large man outside that box beating the hell out of you. So you're like, the box ain't that bad.
The box ain't that bad.
That's a safe spot. I want to be in the box.
Please put me back in the box.
You kind of know what a turtle feels.
What's in the box?
You understand turtles after that. You're like, yeah, this is good.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
That's got to be weird, being in a box that long.
How long?
You don't know because you don't have your watch on anymore. You don't have anything really on.
Can you ask Alexa?
And you're wet.
How much longer do I have, Alexa?
Johnny, oh man, Johnny, you're so soft. I love you.
I would not have lasted 30 minutes.
So
no,
soft.
30 seconds.
30 seconds, probably.
The worst part, I think, would be you're in and out of the water in the sand, and that sand rubbing on you when you're trying to run and all that. Like,
oh, that's for buds. That's for this is Seer school going when it's survival, evasion, resistance.
No, escape. I know, but I mean, still, you're probably doing some of that.
Well,
type
no,
of
the worst thing that was like, I mean, it affects different people, but like they have continuous loop of crying babies or boots stomping, and that gets to you. You're like, yeah, it doesn't get to you. Yes, it does.
It's just crying all babies. The time.
Well, that's what I was watching. That one of these new Netflix just did a documentary on the Branch Davidians and Koresh and the handling of all of that just came out. And one of the things that they did to the Branch Davidians is they kept playing on loop the Nancy Sinatra, one of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you. They played that at night, shining bright lights in there. And then they did, there was another one, like a beeping sound that they did for like hours upon hours, just trying to wait these guys out. That was a...
I mean, it is. I mean, you're right, though. You're right. I mean, I have
sleep
kids.
Sleep deprivation would just be...
I have kids, so when he keeps whining, you're like, God, what is wrong with you?
Well, hey, we got to take a quick commercial break. You've been listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate. We'll be right back.
Tyler Campbell here, and I am excited to announce a Pro Play MS Day sponsored by Biogen and Genentech slated for Saturday, April 1st at the Hyatt Regency Austin. We'll kick off with a reach panel starting at 5 p.m. designed to increase multiple sclerosis outreach and awareness. Then join Pro Player Foundation and the Campbells for our barbecue and boots event 6:30 p.m. showcasing live music from the Band of Heathens, Texas barbecue, and more. Visit ProPlayerFoundation.org for information on joining our team.
I like to be active, and as you get older, I know it because I am older. You're more prone to injury, and I could not get rid of the pain.
QC Kinetics patient Diane Richardson talking about how a hiking injury left her in awful pain.
No one wants to live in pain. I certainly don't want to live in pain. I don't have time for pain.
Diane had heard about regenerative medicine, so she called QC Kinetics and started treatment right away, and the results were incredible.
I couldn't believe it. I honestly was skeptical, but the pain went from a 10 to a 0.
QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in using natural biologics, healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. There's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime.
The result was phenomenal. I mean, I was not feeling any pain. I'm able to do everything that I want to do.
If you have pain from arthritis or injury, this may be the solution you're looking for. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation.
It was a game changer.
Call QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303. 512-593-4303.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer. Is your tub worn out, but you're not sure who to trust to replace it? With over 2 million successful bath remodels, people trust Bathfitter because we know how to do it right. We've been custom designing and manufacturing baths for over 35 years. Our unique tub-over-tub installation takes as little as a day, with no demo, to fit your busy schedule. And we offer a lifetime warranty on every tub. That's how confident we are in our quality and durability. Bathfitter, it just fits. Visit bathfitter.com to book your free consultation.
Seeking specialized patient-focused orthopedic care? Contact the experts at Texas Orthopedics. Our physicians offer comprehensive surgical and non-surgical orthopedic care for children and adults. Spine care, sports medicine, trauma care, joint replacement, rheumatology, and more. Whether it's a mobility or movement issue or a traumatic injury, our goal is to get you back to good health and quality of life. Visit us at txortho.com to learn more and to schedule an appointment. Texas Orthopedics, the largest independent orthopedic practice in Central Texas.
When you need full-court savings and an all-star selection, you've gotta get to Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Because when the sneakers start squeaking, you don't wanna be sitting on the bench. Fill your bracket and satisfy your cravings with a stadium-sized selection of craft kegs, seltzers, and gourmet snacks for game days. When you're getting ready for some March basketball, we're ready to get you ready. Cause at Specs, the fun starts here.
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Right here on the Horn, we're live, we're local, we're digital, and on the Horn app and hornfm.com. Give us a shout at 512-447-3776, or shoot us a text. We'd love to hear from you, 512-337-3776. Johnny Rogers, Casey Stutter, Ben Buckman, Jamie Frazier, TikTok Ty in the box. We'll be joined by Dimitri Julius here at the 9 o'clock hour, but for right now, we're talking Longhorn basketball, we're talking Dell match play. Talking Rodney Terry, the greatest basketball coach in the history of the University of Texas. I've said it from day one. He deserves the job, and he earned it. And so it's his. There's no chance that CDC could not give him the job.
If he doesn't, the UTXs will revolt.
I think so.
They'll go nuts.
When KD is coming out publicly and saying he deserves the job,
TJ Ford did too.
The two best people in the history of the program, and they're behind him. That's all that matters. That's it. Yeah. If they're behind him, then the rest of the Elite Eight. This is nuts.
Johnny's such a bandwagon guy. If the Cowboys win, he's gonna go, "I love Jerry Jones."
Hey, that's fine. No,
I definitely do not love Jerry Jones. No. I mean, I thought for sure Del Conte was gonna bring in Jeff Saturday to be the next basketball coach at
Jeff
UT.
Jeff Saturday.
I mean, he's
if Rodney Terry can bring home banners the way Shaka did, then he'll be the greatest basketball coach in the history of this program.
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, there's an NIT championship.
That's what I'm saying.
There's two of them. Shaka's national championship.
Yeah.
That's what it said, right?
Yeah.
National champions.
National Invitational Tournament champions.
The social media post they had after, though, it was like a mural of all the players. It was like national champions.
Natty. Where's the ring?
What's the qualifications to be the athletic director at Texas?
You have to have...
Go to TCU.
Yeah.
Be friends with Scott Freeman.
Go to TCU and turn the program around. All the programs.
I'm going to be the next athletic director at Texas.
Yeah, no Scott Freeman. Oh, that's a good way to get
No Scott Freeman and you might get in.
Halftime speeches.
No, like, you know, five years. I'll be the athletic director at Texas.
Yes.
You're calling that right now?
Yes. Yeah.
What will you do with Bevo Boulevard when you become the AD?
Gone. Yeah.
What's the first thing you do as an athletic director? Bring back tailgating?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Bring back the people.
No more tailgating at all at the University.
No, you can, but you got to rent. You got to rent through the tailgate buddies.
All this stuff.
What?
Yeah. You can't just go throw up your own tent anywhere.
No, you have to rent, but a space down on the campus. By the library.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and pay like $2,000.
They can still have that, but don't take away all the others.
You know,
Don't let other people not able to do that. You know,
I mean, it was all that was my favorite part about going to UT basketball or football games was the tailgates.
What are you walking past,
you know, Hunter Mack, good to see you over there.
Now those parking lots are buildings.
I totally get that, but that was the good times.
Go by Justin Simmons' tailgate, those guys, Joel Messina.
Yep.
Tim Taylor has a great tailgate, the Juan Heisman tailgate.
Oh, it was the best. You go play cornhole and drink beer and hang out.
Know some washers, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, the washer game back in
the day. Are washers even played anymore? Is it all cornhole?
I
think so.
I play all washers. I don't play.
Where do you play washers?
I've seen it, though.
In my backyard.
There used to be that place down on South First, Freddy's. I think
Fresa's
took over.
It was Red's front. Red's.
Well, there was Red's, down there.
Red's had a good.
Oh, that was a fun. That was
fun. Red's was a good spot. But now it's all pickleball and cornhole.
I'm a big pickleballer.
We know, Ben.
Pickleball.
Are you going to join a team?
No team. No team. Okay. No team.
Just individual?
So, you know, I'm a doubles, mixed doubles kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you are.
You know, have music playing.
Mixed doubles? Golly.
Hey.
CB, please stop saying this NIT crap. Can't
NIT
stand
champions.
Shaka.
I mean, did Marquette lose too? Did they lose in the first round?
No, they
second
they
round.
They won one game.
Yeah, they're
this is first in 10 years.
Top 32.
Shaka's first win since VCU.
Yeah,
it's true.
Havoc,
man.
I think he's running havoc over there.
That, you know what? That defense last night looks like havoc.
Yeah, it did. Texas was on one last night. They were ready to play.
The energy.
Yeah,
I mean their defense is so good. I mean, the last three games they played is just defense.
Yeah. And they're hitting. I mean, last night they were hitting their shots. It wasn't as much.
You don't think that defense?
Disu would have just been posting up Brad Buckman.
Yeah,
little ten footer.
You know that Brad would have.
Do they have a?
No doubt.
Do they have an alumni game?
No, I mean, most of the team that my brother was on still playing in the NBA.
That's all right. Bring them back.
Hey, one of our texters saying that, you know, Del Conte compares Bevo Boulevard to a trip to Disney World in his State of Texas meeting a month ago.
He's got it.
It's the happiest place on
Casey,
earth.
Bevo Boulevard.
The picture above that old buddy sent, that one right there, that's what I think that's what Del Conte is doing. So whoever sent that, the picture a couple minutes ago of Lamar Jackson to my 49er hat, yes. That one right there, sorry guys, it's the South Park picture.
Have you guys been following the Lamar Jackson like whole deal?
Yes.
Have you, like his, what is this guy, this Ken Francis or something?
No idea. Like,
his business partner.
Yeah, his business partner. Did you see like
the workout equipment?
The mobile workout equipment?
Oh, like just the gym pack deal that he like carries around now?
Yeah, you're like, really? Lamar?
Yeah, this is not a good look.
This guy's making deals. Come on.
But like there was a letter sent out to all the NFL teams.
Yeah, a picture of him.
And they were like, do not negotiate with this guy.
This is not an NFLPA or AP.
Yeah, you got to be certified to be an agent, and this guy isn't.
Did you have a certification that they went into that? You know what it is? It's like a 4-hour course and $2,500, and you're certified.
Well, Lamar Jackson's not a certified agent, but he's doing it all on his own.
That's crazy.
But it's still crazy that Baltimore hasn't signed him.
No, so they did it exactly. I hate it because it's a big division, but no one else is like, look how many teams out there that are willing to take two first-round draft picks and pay him the money. And, oh, by the way, even when you come up with the number, you may not get him because all you got to do is beat that number.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you, if I was Carolina, I'd be looking at trading that first pick for Lamar. Give another. I mean, trade that away, take Lamar. I mean, you're instantly better.
They want two first rounders.
Yeah,
correct.
They want two.
So who do you guys think Carolina takes in the first pick?
Carolina traded with Chicago.
Yeah,
Stroud.
Yeah,
and that's what I think. But I mean, everybody's looking at
Will Levis looked really good yesterday in his pro day. If any of y'all saw,
I heard that. Well, and there's rumors that the Colts are going to try to jump up to 3, trade with the Cards to get in there. I mean, they'd only have to drop back, what, 1 or 2 spots?
Yeah.
And probably still get Will Anderson?
Will Levis? The Cardinals get Will
Anderson. Yeah, the Cardinals are going to take the Alabama kid. Yeah.
I just want you to tell you that Sam Darnold's off the table now. I just want to.
Correct. Didn't he sign a one-year deal with your San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah. Good for him.
Hey, Darnold's.
$6.5 million. There's a lot of one-year deals floating out there.
Yeah, there are.
Sam Darnold with the Niners now?
There's something about gingers out in the Bay.
Oh, I thought you said Aaron Donald. I was what? I didn't see that transaction. Aaron Donald? Okay, you said Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
Who cares about Sam Darnold?
No one. That's what I say.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't. You know,
he signed a one-year backup deal. Somebody just signed a one-year deal with the Jets. I thought.
Was it Aguilar?
There was a wide receiver. I think they just signed a one-year deal.
Aguilar.
We'll look that up.
Thanks.
Aguilar went to the Ravens.
I went to Ravens.
On a
one-year deal.
But they picked him up, and they haven't picked up Lamar.
I mean, they're trying to get him some weapons.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers is about to have some weapons in New York.
If he ever gets there.
The deal's got to get done. I mean,
Packers don't have to trade him. Be like, all right.
They don't have to, but I mean, there's no advantage for them to go ahead and hurry up this deal.
No, they're asking for what? Probably at least a first round, probably a third round pick.
Right.
I would stand pat there.
Yeah.
It's like, you'll have no other option if you're the Jets, unless you're going after Lamar Jackson.
You kind of put the Jets in a bad spot.
What date is the draft? It's coming up
in April, late April.
Late April. Yeah, there's a lot of things going to happen by then.
We got some Dell match play going on here, Case.
We got Max Homa's up on Mackenzie Hughes right now.
One up through four.
So Cooch was in the clubhouse yesterday, and I go, "How'd you do?" And he goes, "I'm making it. I'm playing tomorrow." And I was like, "Sorry, bro. I haven't watched golf all week. I had no idea."
Is Cooch still playing? Yeah, he's got Jason's Day.
He's all square with Jason Day right now.
Casey, were you with? Did you go to the clubhouse?
No, I didn't get a call either.
Yeah,
I didn't get that call either.
Johnny.
Was your phone? Did you check the battery level?
Yeah, no, I got no missed calls. Okay.
Just want to make sure.
I've had 5 bars, 5G.
Yeah. So it just didn't happen.
Okay. Everything. Sorry, and guys. Wi-Fi.
No big deal.
Sorry, guys. I was
no. We don't get invited.
Listen, you're talking about the mayor of Austin right here, Ben.
I mean,
Button.
You're the one that's a part of the country club as well. Yeah. So.
I'm a fan. I'm not a country club kid. Like Ben.
Well, I know he's a country club.
Yeah.
We know Ben is. I mean, you clearly knew that when Brad was in here. He goes, "Yeah, after every game, we went to Eddie V's." He goes, my dad kicked ass in life, so, you know, I was fortunate. I said, no, I get it.
Not a big deal.
And I was going to see Mr. B last night, too.
You know, Pops showed up. Pops, the Sayers were there.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. They said, Brent's got a table reserved. I said, what?
Family outing. It was we're not family. Hey,
Scoots and Julie?
We're just cheap meat over here, Jamie.
My family business is the military side. So just go. Yeah. Don't have a family business. It's good.
No, we'll just be each other's family.
That's
you know
fun.
What? We'll let y'all two be each other's family.
Because we're not from Westlake.
We're not from Westlake.
That's
what it is.
But you live right there on the east side. You're 2 minutes away from the downtown Driftwood Club.
Didn't get a phone call.
Yeah, that's a 3 minute walk or 4 minute walk.
A 4 minute walk. I'm there.
God,
yeah. Is that speed walking?
Yeah,
thing, Jamie?
There's not a chance. Well, not during South by. It's not a 4 minute walk. Say.
But is it South by right now?
It's a 45 minute drive.
Johnny, is it South by Johnny. Right now?
Yeah, but everything forever, else.
He will have nightmares of I'm last
leaving.
Week.
I'm leaving during South by now.
No,
I'm
not.
Out next
Airbnb.
Year.
You're going to Horseshoe Bay.
Going
gonna go?
Somewhere?
Airbnb it.
Something. But I'm not. But like the traffic is so bad downtown. For an entire week, like you can't go anywhere. It's Cesar Chavez is a parking lot.
It took Johnny 30 minutes to get a mile and a half from his place to my place.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how the homeless population increases right after one of these big events?
Sure.
Yeah, the people come.
They come out.
Stay.
Come out of the woodworks.
They just stay. You're like, all right, it's cool. Well, yeah.
Other guys, we've got Scotty Scheffler still playing. He's one up through one against JT Poston. You got Xander Schauffele versus J.J. Spahn. Is it Spahn?
How do you say his last name? Schauffele?
Yeah.
Yep.
Where's he from?
He's from the U.S.
Kind of name is Schauffele.
I always thought he was French. I know. I knew before today that he was from the U.S., but like a year ago, I thought he was French for some reason.
Schauffele?
You got Rory still playing?
Rory.
How about Rory's drive?
Oh, my gosh.
2 days ago.
Holy cow.
Okay,
they said it was one of the best drives in the history
of
golf.
This,
375 to the pin.
To the green.
And he hit 3 feet, 3 to 5 feet left.
Is it a downhill shot?
Buddy, it is a blind shot, A. B, he didn't even see where the ball landed. He had no idea.
No,
when
I know.
He hit
I can tell by his reaction. But what I'm saying is, on that hole as a spectator, what are we looking at?
It goes down when the fairway levels out, then goes down and back uphill.
So it goes down and back. So he cleared the down and up.
Everything.
And just landed up on top.
Everything.
So that's how that happened. So he missed the whole downhill hoop and just went clear over the top and landed on top and landed 4 feet.
Ball landed
on the
front of the green. Like it hit in the front of the green and then rolled back to the hole.
Like that. Yeah. That gave me goosebumps. I was like, holy cow.
That's a smack. What was it, 485, 385, he said? That's what they said on TV. I don't know.
That's almost long drive champion status.
You know what I love about match play? Two things. One, you can see the hold. Just walk. I'm done. I'm walking. And also, if you miss a putt, you can go practice the putt again. It doesn't count, but you get to sit there and practice. You're like, oh.
Like it mattered before when you missed it. Yeah.
There's a lot of sportsmanship that goes on in match play. If you don't think you're going to get it, you pick it up and move on, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's funny. Some players will make them putt out a 1 foot putt.
Yeah,
or they'll say pick it up.
A little meat left on that bone.
Hey, we got to see it. You got to see it. So like you'll start to realize you're like, no, putt it out. Because if the guy made you putt it out before, you make him putt it out, and then it's a mental game. I mean, that's what's interesting about match play, because you can maneuver it to where it's one-on-one instead of one on the field.
What is the reason they don't shotgun start something like that?
Like shotgun beers?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because you're not going against the field. You're going against the match. So you could.
It's time.
I mean, yeah, but it's like it takes all.
Some guys will take 14 holes to win. Sometimes
I understand that, but if you do a shotgun start.
You're waiting.
Yeah.
You're waiting.
Not a lot of waiting in the PGA, though.
Oh, there's waiting. They just, I mean, at the end of the day, these guys finish at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night if they go all the way out. Today's two rounds, so they win one round today. They have to go back and play another.
Playing 36?
36 the next 2 days.
Jesus.
It's a lot of golf.
That's a lot of golf.
And they've already played 3 days.
And are they playing... I mean, are they playing that many holes every day?
It just depends. Let's say right now if Kuchar goes hot... And he takes on Jason Day and finishes him out in 14. He takes a couple, maybe an hour break, goes, hits balls again, and then goes back out and does it all over again.
I mean, I love golf, but that is a lot.
You have to love golf.
Correct.
Oh, it is. But it's fun to watch. You don't ever get to see this again, and this will be the last format like this ever in the PGA Tour.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I mean, I really wish that they would extend this for another couple years. I mean, it's a really fun time. And everybody that's out there is having a blast. I mean, I know Jamie didn't get to go a whole bunch because called him, Ben. But
he was. Are you kidding me? He sent me pictures.
No, I didn't.
Of him sitting
on the Michelob. Yeah,
front row in the tent.
Do you know that the golf ball and the tee over there? So there's this drunk guy that is sitting on the tee, and everyone wants to take pictures of their family by the tee, and there's this drunk guy. Right there, some old drunk dude he would not move, and he was just plastered. And he had his Yeti cup, and he was just...
Was he sitting next to Johnny?
Yeah, no. He's like, there's the picture with the drunk guy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll pick this up on the other side. You're listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn.
Chad and Zay on the Horn.
That's that Arkansas stuff. You can't be a Texas head coach and take your shirt off and throw it around your head like a helicopter, Petey Pablo style. You can't be doing all that. That's in Arkansas? Beautiful, fun, love it. Yo, there's pictures of her like writing on his chest back then in his like Nevada days when his shirt was off. Larry Musselman, Steve Sarkisian, I take a bow to both of you fellas. Y'all, you guys are changing the world. Not just the game, the world.
Weekdays 12 to 3 on the Horn.
Having trouble finding a dealer with used vehicles? Not at Round Rock Honda, Round Rock Toyota, Round Rock Hyundai, and Round Rock Genesis. Our used vehicle selection is second to none. Your current vehicle could be worth much more than you think. We're giving top dollar for your used vehicle. Stop searching and get a great used car deal. Round Rock Auto Group, with fine dealerships like Round Rock Toyota, Exit 254, I-35, and RoundRockToyota.com.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is your Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. Basketball bracket season has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win like MyBookie. Whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting on the eventual national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Getting started with MyBookie is simple. Visit the website online, make your first deposit, and use the promo code HORN, H-O-R-N, to claim an exclusive deposit bonus. That's the promo code HORN, H-O-R-N, to claim some extra money on top of your initial deposit. With hundreds of thousands in prizes for the madness of March and weekly blackjack tournaments, you can turn your game day into a payday with my friends over at MyBookie. With MyBookie, you're making money before you even place your first bet. All you got to do is use the promo code HORN, H-O-R-N. Bet anything, bet anytime, and bet anywhere. As long as you're betting with my friends over at MyBookie, you know you're betting with the best.
Hey, it's your toilet. We need to talk, man. It's 5 a.m. and you've been coming in here every 45 minutes all night. This is supposed to be the restroom, but I'm exhausted. Just get your prostate checked already and quit the drip.
ARA Diagnostic Imaging screens and treats BPH, or enlarged prostate, with a non-surgical procedure that has lower risk of sexual side effects than traditional treatments. Visit quitthedrip.com for a self-assessment. ARA, leaders in medical imaging.
I studied Spanish in college and never got fluent. But then I tried Babbel.
Want the most effective way to learn another language? In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons will have you learning another language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel gets you speaking quickly about things you actually talk about in the real world.
University studies have shown that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a semester of college Spanish. If you want to learn a new language, there's no better way than Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try Babbel for free. That's Babbel.com.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,
done.
Your garage door won't go up or down, so give us a call. We're all over town. Our promise to you is honest and fair. The real Cedar Park overhead doors. The garage door on your house needs repairs. Call Cedar Park Doors and we'll be there. We'll get there fast and we'll treat you fair. Call Cedar Park overhead doors.
Did the recent storms affect your garage door? Or maybe yours just needs a tune-up? Cedar Park Overhead Doors, with over 30 years of a locally owned family business that wants to serve your family, will fix it. Want to instantly increase your home's curb appeal? Check out the showroom for all the latest in doors, openers, and security features. Door just broke? From springs to openers, our 24-hour emergency garage door service is just a call away. Here for you 24 hours a day and online anytime at cedarparkgaragedoors.com.
We work really hard while the other guy snores. Happy customers, we have more. We'll get it right and we'll get the job done for Cedar Park Overhead Doors.
335-7441.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, a Texas-sized selection of wines, spirits, finer foods, and specialty beers. Cheers to savings.
Living in the fast lane. Time is precious. I'm counting down the seconds. I can feel you on my skin. I go in this direction. I'm sorry that yours is different and it's tearing me up within. Can't keep moving back and forth.
Don't ever.
Go my way, you
welcome
go
back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. What is this song?
Mine. It's Ben's song.
What are we doing? You're killing the people.
It's not.
The people are crashing their cars right now. Like, what is going on in the?
You know what they're doing? They're bobbing their heads like this.
It's the Big Ugly Tailgate. That's nothing ugly about that. That's like holding hands and hugging. We're not about hugging.
Hey, look at these two.
Brothers don't shake. Brothers got a hug.
That's what we're hugging right now, bro. Come on, Pop.
Who sings that? Who's that?
That was a great song by Lost Frequency.
I now feel softer.
Love to go.
That's
I'll hug you all day long with that song, Casey.
Jet signed Lazard.
Yeah, they got Lazard.
They did.
But I thought there was another guy that they picked up for like 1 year on a 1 year deal.
That's the Westlake Fight song. That's right there.
Yeah. Actually, the Westlake fight song is the Ohio State fight song.
No, Westlake when they want to.
Actually, Ohio State's fight song is the Westlake. You know correct. What I mean. Correct. Ohio State stole it from Westlake.
Yes. So
that's what I was told. Hey, looking at, we're at the Elite Eight here, guys.
Yeah. You know,
what do you say?
I mean, it was, you know, you got UConn, Gonzaga. I'm going UConn today there.
You want because you have them beating Gonzaga?
I'm with you.
I've always been a UConn fan, though.
He's a big Geno.
I like UConn as well.
Amarillo.
Are you a bandwagon?
One of my good friends from high school played for him, started for him.
For Geno?
Ann Strother, yeah.
Chris
she
Bennett.
Was so cold. She won three state champions at our high school in high school.
Ooh. Chris
three
Bennett said, did CDC request that song?
Yeah. She was cold. You know what I mean? Had handles.
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, she started for UConn, so you know she was cold.
Dude.
But, yeah, no, so she, Ann Strother, she was.
One of our texters was like, man, I feel like I was being welcomed into a new church.
You know, you dang right.
See?
You're going to go take
Austin
that song.
Life Bible.
Hey, let me tell
Reverend
you.
Reverend Johnny.
That'll put you in a good mood. That'll put you in a great mood.
See, it's like going. Another guy. WTF was that?
that's
all right, Ben just got fired from DJ duties.
You know, I like the song. And I hope all of you guys.
Y'all kiss my ass. All right, so check this out. So we got FAU, Kansas State. FAU's, it's crazy. But, I mean, Tennessee, that kind of hurt me too. If Tennessee would have beat there, I would have had the Elite Eight.
What was the score on the Creighton Princeton?
Creighton won by 11.
By 11.
Barely covered.
Oh, really?
They were minus 10.
That, my buddy Alex Parrish was in, or was that you that told me about Kansas State?
I was talking, well, when we, what?
But,
your buddy's
no,
in Vegas.
My buddy's in Vegas, and when he scored that, he had the over when he scored that last layup.
Oh, yeah. It was the last second. Like, they didn't know if it counted or not.
Yeah. That crushed him for like $2,500.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he had the under?
Yeah. No, he had it. So as soon as he took the whatever.
No, he had, I think it was,
whatever
he had
it was.
A personal like 18.5 points.
Johnny, talk about bad beats.
Yes.
Your TCU Horned Frogs.
Oh, God.
Maybe a generational cover.
I got so many texts after that game. Like, what are you doing?
As a fan base, though, I bet they were
pissed.
I mean, what, at TCU? Y'all covered.
No, I know, but I had a bunch of people that were not, they were pissed off that we covered.
Oh, well, that's not, come on.
I know.
That's lame. I've never bet against Texas.
How bad did Arkansas get beat?
Oh, I didn't even watch that game.
I saw it like at halftime, it was like 62-33.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's what Musselman gets for taking off his shirt and calling the Hogs after a first round win.
I forgot about that.
Second round win.
They went down to 88-65. They got curbed.
Oof. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to be a good game today. UConn-Gonzaga is going to be a great game today. FAU is playing on fire against Kansas State. But Kansas State with that point guard, I mean, he's just so
–
He really does make their 4 and 5 look really good.
No
inside.
Doubt.
You know what I mean? And their 4 and 5 are athletic, so it's not, you know what I mean? So they make it look good, but it's his creative ability is pretty insane.
Kind of reminds me of, and I heard somebody say this, is an original thought, but remember Dana, was it Stoudemire? Who was the little guy that used to play for?
Amari Stoudemire?
No. He didn't play in college.
The other Stoudemire that played for the?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget his first
name. He's a little short guy, like Khalid El-Amin style. Just small, but, I mean, really good basketball player. But yeah, he's probably the most fun guy to watch, I would think, in the tournament right now. Who else?
Jabari.
Who's
Sir
that,
Jabari.
Jabari's that? Playing like an old dude at the rec.
Who's that small guy from who's that, look, the small point guard for Kansas?
But it's smooth, though.
Kansas State?
Yeah,
Mark,
it's a good
about.
Technique,
yeah,
though.
I mean, does Kansas State always get the smallest guy?
Yeah.
Deuce Vaughn. Yeah, it's just like, they're all great athletes.
Sprolesy.
Yeah.
Sproles. If you're a short guy and really good at sports, you're going to Kansas State.
Jack Kaiser. What's
if you're an athlete,
back?
We'll make you one.
I bet he goes to K-State.
I've been pushing that for like a year now.
JFK?
They need to give him a call.
How good is Miami?
We'll find out.
They're pretty good.
How good is San Diego State?
Defense. Their defense is ridiculous.
I always try to hit up some people that, like, you know, they're supposed to be our experts here. So I called Zay, you know. I was like, hey, should I take San Diego State? He goes, no, I wouldn't.
You should have called me, Casey.
I know, but then I'm over. I can't call Zay anymore. And then I'll call like Wag sometimes during football season, and I'll ask him like fantasy questions. And anything he ever tells me, I do the exact opposite. And I crush.
Because like, they're talking about tech and stuff over here. The old tech TikTok tie. Hey, you're not on TikTok anymore, Ty.
No one should be on TikTok. It's a Chinese.
It's tired of getting spied on.
Stupid. Y'all should get off TikTok. You know what they have access to your phone, to your bank accounts. I mean, basically
facial recognition.
Facial recognition. Like, come on. They can tap your freaking your camera and just start looking in your room. Like, it's so crazy. I don't know if that's true, but it seems like
Casey Studdard's conspiracy.
So you got UConn Gonzaga. You need UConn to beat Gonzaga. Did you take Kansas State or FAU?
I had Kansas State and Tennessee in the Elite Eight, and then FAU messed that up.
Yeah, they messed up a lot of brackets. I don't think anybody had FAU to the Elite Eight, except for maybe somebody from Florida Atlantic.
Tom Herman?
I had them beating Memphis. I had Tennessee beating Purdue. That's where I had it at.
Who's the lowest ranked team that's still in?
Florida Atlantic.
You know,
they only have three losses this year.
They're 15.
Though. No, they're 9.
Yeah, they're 9 seed.
Princeton was the 15.
You're right. Sorry.
Texas is the highest though.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Highest rated seed still.
Yeah. Only 2 seed.
That's right.
Lost 3 games.
Big 12.
I mean, do you think Del Conte comes out like if let's say they win
out like what?
No, does he come out this weekend if they go to the Final Four and go ahead and make it official that he's the head coach?
I kind of hope they don't and do it after the game so it's not a story.
He knows right now.
Yeah, like
he knows he got the
job. Don't need the distraction.
Yeah, exactly.
I would agree with you.
Yeah,
because then it takes away from the kids and it takes away from the tournament. If you go in and you're like, oh, hey, Roddy's our new head coach.
No, he does a 180 turn and brings Beard back.
Do not think that's happening.
Either that or Jeff Saturday. One of those two.
I'm never going to live this Jeff Saturday
Johnny's
deal down.
Face when we were talking about it is priceless. I can still see the anger that he had.
It was the worst coaching decision hire of all time. Literally the worst of all time. Still, worse than Ted Lasso getting hired in the EPL. That's how bad it was. Well, hey, we're gonna get off here. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We got Demetri Julius coming on here at the 9 o'clock hour. We got a lot more to talk about here on the Big Ugly Tailgate. Stay tuned.
Hey, where are you going? Dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow.
SendTech Tickets is giving two lucky winners a chance to go see the Final Four in the great state of Texas. SendTech is sending one winner and a friend to the women's games in Dallas, while another winner and a friend will be checking out the men's games in Houston. All you have to do is register at hornfm.com. Just remember, you can register for both, but the same household can't win both prizes. And go to sendtechtickets.com for all your concert, game, and event tickets. Registration is open now at hornfm.com. Good luck from SendTech Tickets and the Horn.
This is Chad. Let's talk Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Hey, if your bracket is already busted after the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, I understand. You can still get in on the action at Underdog Fantasy with a Pick'em game. In Pick'em, you just predict whether your player will go higher or lower in Underdog's projected stat totals for a given player. Pick anywhere from 2 to 5 players in your entry, and if you get all your picks right, you could win up to 20 times your money in a single game. Sign up today with the promo code HORN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with my promo code HORN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. It's the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry, Underdog Fantasy.
Let's be honest. A jewelry store is not where most guys want to be. Guys like Paul Goodall.
First-time diamond buyers, most of us are engagement ring buyers. We have no idea whatsoever what we're walking into, and we push it off and we push it off and we push it off.
But like so many other men, Paul was pleasantly surprised when he walked into Diamonds Direct.
When you go in, you don't have to have a big background in gemology. They don't look down the end of their nose at you as you would find in some other places and make you uncomfortable because you're not an expert in diamonds.
But by the time he left, Paul was an expert in diamonds because Diamonds Direct took the time to educate him, show him the inside secrets of the industry, and give him the tools to make a smart decision.
They do a really, really good job of laying out the information for you and not pressing you.
Diamonds Direct, a guy-friendly jewelry store where you're always treated with respect.
The great thing about Diamonds Direct is they alleviate that stress.
So relax, guys. It's Diamonds Direct. We've got your back. Get directions and store hours now at DiamondsDirect.com.
Imagine if in last week's game, the pitcher hit the strike zone 30% more. Or the pinch hitter made 30% more contact with the ball. Might have changed the outcome, huh? Now imagine you just saved up to 30% on your car insurance for driving safe with the USAA SafePilot app. That's definitely a game changer. Visit USAA.com/SafePilot to start saving.